What if I'm a founder and I don't need the money, but a lot of capital is chasing me? Should I be adding to the round? Should I be crowding out capital from investing in other competitors? What should I do?
You know, it's going to be a controversial answer. I used to tell people that, you know, as a founder raising capital, it should be like Virender Sehwag. See ball, hit ball, right? See money, take money. Now, that's the simple answer. And that simple answer I actually believe in. Assuming your business needs money. If you are, don't optimize to say my business will need money 1 year from now and therefore I won't take it today. Then take it today. And just obviously, if you don't need it now, you can optimize and improve the terms. But best businesses raise money inbound, not outbound. And best situations are those where you will get the terms that you want. If your business doesn't need money, don't take it. But I am very clearly of the view that businesses get money when they don't need money. And if you are seeing capital flowing towards you, you should take as much as you can within reasonable dilution. Now, whether it crowds out competition, it might. I think the world has moved from this capital as a weapon and as a moat. So I don't know how much of that will continue to be true. But the reality is, in any sector, category leaders get differentiated over a period of time, and more capital and brand names want to be attached to that. And if you're one of them, you absolutely should.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.